This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Root's on fire on Newsmax TV. And now we're joined by, officially, by USA Radio Network. And the power of the two together, I call it the Power Hour. Very proud to be an American, very proud to be American-born and American-made. Can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I am a warrior for the Republican Party and for conservatives and conservative causes, and a middle-class warrior and a Trump warrior 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Here's my commentary coming out on Sunday's newspapers around the country, including the Las Vegas Review Journal, where they all start, and then they're syndicated by Creator Syndicate to a newspaper near you. It is titled A Trump Valentine Day Story. As I sit here at my keyboard typing this story, it is Valentine's Day, meaning I just wrote it this morning, and I'm as happy as I've ever been in my life. It's a special Valentine's Day for me this year for a couple of reasons. First, I love my fiancée, Cindy, and we're in the midst of planning our upcoming wedding. But there's a second reason why this day is actually so special. There is a political and patriotic twist to Valentine's Day this year. President Trump is making us all fall in love with America again this Valentine's Day. Yes, President Trump has made America great again. And yes, the economy is booming and jobs are plentiful and wages are way up and the stock market is perhaps the best of all time. But it's more than that. On this Valentine's Day, President Trump has made it fashionable to love America again. It's hip to be American. It's cool to celebrate America's to put America first. We're encouraged to stand up for the national anthem, not kneel, stand up for the national anthem, and to chant USA, 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 all that's cool again. And the result of all this is that Americans who actually love America are happy again. We're feeling the most satisfied of our lives. We're free to be ourselves. Free at last, free at last. We don't have to be silent anymore. We're no longer frustrated and angry. It's our turn to come out of the closet. We are no longer the silent majority. Now we're the ones who are loud and proud. Trump's like having Tony Robbins as president. Trump has unleashed our inner power. Trump has unleashed our inner happiness. We just found out that Trump will be the first president in history to be the Grand Marshal at the Daytona 500. Yeehaw! The proof is in the pudding. Gallup just polled Americans about their satisfaction level. So don't take my word for it. An amazing 90% of Americans report feeling satisfied. This is the all-time high in the history of Gallup polling. Even more remarkable, the number of Americans reporting they are very satisfied hit 65%, also an all-time high. Not surprisingly, Republicans sit atop the list of happiness. 93% of Republicans are satisfied. 80% report being very satisfied. Both are all-time highs. But it's not just Republicans who are happy this Valentine's Day. Remarkably, pretty much everybody's happy with President Trump. Americans who earn $100,000 or more are 95% satisfied. Married Americans are 93% satisfied. Men are 92% satisfied. And women are 87% satisfied. Not as good as the guys, but that's pretty darn good too. But don't take Gallup's word for it. Poll after poll shows the same result. 61% of Americans report they're better off than they were 3 years ago under Obama. That's far higher in any election cycle. with an incumbent president running for re-election in the past 30 years or so. Optimism about our personal finances just hit an all-time record high. Confidence in the U.S. economy just hit an all-time record high. Consumer confidence is at a 17-year high. Americans satisfied with the direction of this country just hit a 15-year high. 69% of small business owners report they're satisfied and they benefited from Trump's tax cuts. The list goes on and on. Everybody's happy except Democrats. So, the results of all this happiness were on display in the New Hampshire primary. Even with no real opponent, Trump received far more votes than any incumbent president in the past half century. Trump received over 123,000 votes versus Obama's 49,000 or so, Bush's 52,000, Clinton's 76,000, Reagan's 65,000. All of those were incumbent presidents running for re-election, and that's the vote total they got in New Hampshire. 49,000, 52,000, 76,000, 65,000 for presidents that all went on to win, right? Obama won a second term, George W. Bush won a second term, Clinton won a second term, Reagan won a landslide second term. Trump got 123,000 votes. He lapped them. That's a landslide. To paraphrase James Carville, it's all about the happiness, stupid. Trump's making us happy again. We feel good about ourselves again. Love is in the air. This Valentine's Day, we're all in love with America again. Thank you, President Trump. That's my commentary that comes out of Trump Valentine's Day story. Comes out Sunday in newspapers around the country. All right, so some news to report. If you weren't with me in segment number one, our opening segment, I call it our pregame. Well, first of all, let me mention we take calls in the second half of the show on Fridays. So it's 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And you can always reach me on my email. It's wainroot@gmail.com. So some of the opening news stories, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, surprise, surprise, what historic events, what breaking news, endorsed Bernie Sanders for President of the United States. He brings zero votes with him. He brings zero interest with him. He brings zero likability with him. And don't forget that Bernie is an avowed communist, socialist, Marxist, Bill de Blasio is an avowed socialist, Marxist, communist, and Bernie Sanders, an avowed Marxist, socialist, communist. So a communist endorsed a communist. Wow, big news. Michael Avenatti, the guy who thought he was going to run against Trump for president of the United States at one point, eagle through the roof, number one guest on CNN for a year, found guilty on all charges in a Nike extortion trial, faces 42 years in prison. You know, if I had ever turned against Trump or turned on Trump, I would have been the number one guest at CNN and MSNBC. They would have hailed me as a hero, and I would have become one of the most famous brand names in the United States of America. But because I stick with President Trump and I celebrate President Trump and point out the great things he does every night, they don't have me on CNN or MSNBC, interestingly enough. Or Fox News, for that matter. Fox News used to have me on all the time, 20, 30 times a year. All of a sudden, became a star in Newsmax TV, got a big hit show at Newsmax TV, and Fox News banned me from Fox News. Isn't that interesting? All right, one more thing I want to tell you about that's really good news. Today, Friday, 14th of February, Valentine's Day. You're going to love this news on Valentine's Day. My heart is beating harder. Consumer sentiment soars on improved optimism and the best income gains since 1960. And this came out after I wrote my column. American households are beginning the new year full of hope for the future, satisfaction with personal finances, improved outlooks for the economy, and rising incomes and wealth. And improved consumer confidence complicates Democrats' plans to run against Trump's economy by arguing that the gains are leaving too many Americans behind. In fact, gains in household wealth were reported more frequently in early February than any prior time since 1960, and that's from the University of Michigan Survey of Consumers. Amazing news, the best times since 1960. More amazing news, yours truly, what did Muhammad Ali say? It ain't bragging if you can back it up. I'm the guy who said, hey, President Trump, there's only one way to build the wall. Go get the money, declare a national security emergency, and then go get the money from the Pentagon military fund. And that's exactly what he wound up doing, and it worked. Okay, the president and his administration are now saying the wall is going to be finished, and they've got most of the money they need because they grabbed $15 million from the military budget. Well, I'm the guy who spent the last year saying again and again on this Newsmax TV show, on this USA radio show, I must have said it 100 times, President Trump, you will clinch re-election if you announce tax cut part two, and it's got to be a tax cut for the middle class. And sure enough, they're announcing that there is going to be a tax cut part two for the middle class, and it's going to happen sometime late summer, early fall, right before the election. Guarantees you clinch victory. Let me explain to you what's going on here, in my opinion, my humble opinion. Besides the fact that President Trump is listening to a very smart guy, Wayne Root. Here's what's going on. The country is badly divided. It's the makers versus the takers, or as I called it last night, kind of funny, in a funny fashion, the Catholics versus the convicts. And so on the Republican side are all the people that work for a living and don't want anything free and pay into the system and take nothing out. And on the Democrat side is all the people who do nothing but take, and never put anything into the system. They're not taxpayers. They're welfare loafers. And so those are the two divisions of our country. So Democrats offer free stuff to entice their group that knows they don't have to pay for it, and it's free to them. And all of us on the other side, we don't want free stuff, and we know if there is free stuff, we're getting screwed because we're the ones that are going to have to pay the bill. And so Trump doesn't announce free stuff. Trump announces you get to keep a little bit more of your own money. And we won't get free stuff out, which means we're not going to steal from you. We won't steal more money. We'll let you keep more of your own money. So all the people that work for a living and pay taxes, they love Trump, and they're going to vote Republican. And all the people that want free stuff because they don't have to pay the bill, they're going to keep voting Democrat, and they're going to demand more and more free stuff. That's America today. But there is going to be a tax cut part two. And if Trump wins re-election and gets a Republican House, that should be incentive for all of us to vote Republican. Thank you, Larry Kudlow. Thank you, Stephen Moore. Thank you, Wayne Ellerroot. Tax cut part two on the way. I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Notes president, Adam Krupp, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to finestnotes.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I see you responded. Lots of callers. I appreciate that. We'll start that in the second half of the show, grabbing your calls for future reference. Phone number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. So I told you the White House is now going to release a tax cut part two, something I've been fighting for and screaming about from the highest mountains here on Newsmax TV and on USA Radio and in my newspaper columns syndicated around the country for a year now. I've said that I love Trump, and I think he's the greatest, and I think what he did the first time around, the first tax cut, was great for the American economy. Proved him right that corporate tax cuts would be great for everyone because they'd hire more people, and they'd give you bonuses, they'd give you salary raises, and they'd buy things, and they'd build things, and they did all that, and they'd bring money back from outside the United States. All good. But I kept saying, but, there's still a but, there's an asterisk, it's still not as good as giving tax cuts directly to America's middle class. And you want to do that, and that seems to be exactly what they're going to do. Not only give a tax cut in the rate of taxes you pay as a middle class American, but also they're talking about some sort of tax incentive for more Americans to buy stocks. And I must tell you, you know, I'm not in Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh territory. I don't make that kind of money. I make good money, but not incredible money. So after you spend money on your four kids and two kids in college and grad school and all the other things I spend money on, at the end of the year, I never have any money to buy stocks. And 99% of American middle class outside of their retirement account or their IRA account, they don't buy any stocks. But when the market goes up, that's great for their IRA and retirement accounts. So that's good. And it's great for pensions. Think of all the government employees that have pensions. They do not work unless you make 7% a year or more. And the only way to make that is to have a Trump economy, a Trumpian economy. Trump's been great for people's retirement accounts and pensions. But as far as individual small business owners, middle class Americans, buy buying stocks, they don't do it anymore. If you gave an incentive that up to $10,000 a year, you could invest tax-free in stocks, everyone in America in the middle class would invest somewhere between $1,000 and $10,000 a year in stocks. Everybody would take advantage. I would. I'd take the maximum, and I'd buy stocks. And that is a brilliant way to get everybody investing for their future, because Social Security is not going to pay for your future. Not enough money in it, and it may go bust. And you could pay for your own future if you invest correctly. And that's a great way to get everybody to invest in stocks, which makes the stock market go up and makes America more prosperous and more people get hired. Brilliant. Brilliant idea. They may also do a payroll tax cut. It may be a combination of all three. I love it. This is also out. Great news. Last minute of the... of this segment, segment number three, is that Trump is deploying elite tactical agents to 10 sanctuary cities. This is an elite ICE force. It's known as BORTAC. BORTAC. It is the Border Patrol Tactical Unit, BORTAC, and they're deploying them over the next 2 months to Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, New York City, New York, Newark, New Jersey, San Francisco, California, New Orleans, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Georgia, Houston, Texas, and Boston, Massachusetts. And the BORTAC agents are expected to help ICE agents with deportation operations between February and May in an effort to increase the arrests of illegal aliens by 35%, according to the New York Times. And the added BORTAC agents aiding ICE with arrests of criminal illegal aliens comes as federal immigration officials have requested more help going after individuals in sanctuary cities that are shielded from arrest and deportation by those liberal politicians and government bureaucrats. More recently, the Trump administration has announced a full-fledged federal campaign to take on sanctuary jurisdictions. It'll be led by Attorney General William Barr. He's already filed lawsuits against the sanctuary state of New Jersey and the sanctuary county of King County, Washington. Very good stuff. Really good stuff. That is my dream, that we can end sanctuary cities in this country and that our taxes are lower and that we build a wall. And in the end, those are the three things the entire election will hinge on. In my opinion, the average middle-class American, especially in the Rust Belt, that could go either way in this election, they all want lower taxes and a really good economy. I'll make that one. I'll count that as one. More jobs, lower taxes, great economies, one. Build a wall, keep bad people out, two. And end sanctuary cities, three. If you do those three things, deliver on them, announce them, talk about them all day, guess what? Good stuff. You get reelected by a mile. All right, coming up next, message from my sponsor, Prostate Guide for Men. Guys, have you seen all the ads out there for prostate pills? They're everywhere. How do you know which pills are good and which are junk? Worthless junk. Well, now you're going to know. Prostate Guide for Men is amazing. They tested all the pills on the market in a lab. And what they found is shocking. This guy costs $25 on Amazon. For my viewers right now, you get it free.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr is looking into the case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Barr asked a U.S. attorney in Missouri to look into Flynn's FBI interview. Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI about contacts with Russian officials. Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe will not be facing charges. The Department of Justice announced it would not pursue the case of lying to investigators against the man who authorized a 2016 Russia investigation. Former Department of Justice official James Trustee tells Fox News there seems to be a bit of a double standard.
Not everything in life that's wrong ends up with a criminal prosecution. And it's really kind of fascinating to have a guy that was at the center of all of these decisions by Comey to have false statement prosecutions if you're connected with Trump, but to not have false statement prosecutions if you're connected with Hillary Clinton.
USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the one bad news of the day and of the week. because it's been a great week. It's been a great 2 weeks. It's been an incredible run for President Trump and the Trump fans. I always say the root's on fire. Lots of good things to report. The Trumpster's on fire. All good stuff. But Andrew McCabe will not face criminal charges. That's an outrage. I'm not a big fan of William Barr. I don't hate him. I don't want him to resign tomorrow. The jury's still out on what's going on with him and the possible charges against all the bad guys. But I got to tell you, this is not a good sign. We've waited a long time to see some bad FBI people and DOJ people get indicted. And the one who, to me, seemed the worst of all of them was this guy, Andrew McCabe. And the fact that he was let loose today, there's going to be no indictment, is absolute outrage and miscarriage of justice. And it doesn't bode well for what's coming in the future. And here's the problem. Trump's the greatest. He's a one-man army. He's like the movie The 300. He's one guy against an army of millions. And he makes incredible progress. He's doing a great job as far as making the country better and making America prosperous again, safe again, great again. But he's surrounded by former Obama people and Bush people, both of whom are terrible and want to get him. That's his entire administration, is Bush people and Obama people. And they don't ever let you indict the bad guys. And they get away with murder every single time. And it's very discouraging. Got to let you know that. Everything else, encouraging. Everything you do, Mr. President, great. Why don't you fill your administration with Trump people? Why are you filling it with Obama people and holdovers for Obama and Bush people? Rhinos who aren't really on your team, on your side. They're all against you. They're traitors to your cause. And the people that fill the DOJ, career D.C. swamp, deep state Bushies and Obamas and Clinton people. And that's why McCabe gets off scot-free. Let's grab some calls. I do want to mention Bernie Sanders once gave a speech in 1986 where he said, as a young man, he was so excited when Fidel Castro made the revolution in Cuba. This is what you're dealing with. And Bernie Sanders just said today he'll put a moratorium on deportations of illegal aliens. Can you imagine a moratorium on deportation? So in other words, no one could be deported even if they're a murderer. Remember the guy that shot that poor girl on the pier in San Francisco, that beautiful blonde gal? Can't remember her name now. It's been a while. But she died for no reason. And the juries in California let him off scot-free, but he's up on federal charges, and hopefully he'll spend many years in jail anyway. But the reality is, Bernie would say you can't deport him. He's a murderer. Can't deport him. There's a moratorium on deportations, which means no one could be deported, no matter what heinous crime they've committed. These are the people that we're going to be running against. Keep that in mind. All right, let's take some calls. Let's take Greg in New Mexico on line one. Greg, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Just fine, sir. How are yourself?
Very good. What's in your mind tonight?
Yeah, I've got some observations I'd like to run by you.
Okay.
Last fall, I was watching Spicy on Dancing with the Stars, and I'm a Hispanic. I've got part Indian in me, but I'm mostly Hispanic.
Okay.
I noticed that there are 6-7 African-Americans on Dancing with the Stars, not one Hispanic. I watched the Super Bowl. They threw in J-Lo, Demi Lovato, Shakira. Fine, they threw in a few Hispanics. I watched Trump's State of the Union. 3 African-Americans, 1 white soldier that came back from deployment. Thank you for his service. But not one Hispanic. All they had was a president from Venezuela. He's not even an American. And I'm like, well, what's going on here? Are the Hispanics just thrown on the back burner and it's like we're all classified as illegals? I mean, my family dates back here in New Mexico over 500 years, Wayne. We're far from illegal. I mean,
first of all, I do want to say this, Craig. I do think you missed one Hispanic. I don't want to gauge the State of the Union by how many races of this and that, but there was an Hispanic honored by President Trump, absolutely positively. I do remember it, and I can't remember his name, but he was honored by the president. I believe he's now one of the most important members of the Border Patrol of the United States of America. I believe he's over 20,000 agents, and he just got appointed to that level. So that was an Hispanic that was honored by the president. I'm certain he was Hispanic. I don't want to honor people because of what they are. I'm Jewish. I didn't notice any Jews being honored by the president. So what? It didn't even occur to me. me, Greg. You know, it didn't occur to me. I like the black guys he was honoring. I love the Tuskegee fighter pilot who he made a brigadier general. You know, so I'm not going to worry about what the race is of each specific person. President honored a lot of really good Americans, and if some are Hispanic, great. If some are black, great. If some are Jewish, great. If some are good old-fashioned white WASPs or Catholics, that's great too. As long as they do great things, why worry about what race they are? That's all I would say.
I'm just saying that these are some of the trends I've been seeing on some of the channels, though. I'm not trying to dump on Trump. I'm just trying to say, you know, like this thing with the Dancing with the Stars, the only reason I watched it is because Spicy was on there.
Right, but Spicer, Sean Spicer. Who, by the way, does everyone know that Sean Spicer, who was on Dancing with the Stars, who was the spokesman for the President of the United States, is now getting his own show on Newsmax TV that I think starts on the same day that mine moves to 10 o'clock, his at 6 o'clock East Coast time, on Newsmax TV. He's got a panel of people every day, Monday through Friday, of D.C. insiders talking about the hottest news in politics, and all of them will weigh in on it. So it's very exciting that Sean Spicer's in the lineup with Wayne Root. He's a friend of mine. I texted him congratulations just last night upon hearing that news. So great to have Sean Spicer with me on Fox.
I hope he does well.
Yeah, he will do well. Listen, Greg, we love everybody. I got to run. We love, I don't care whether you're Spanish, Hispanic, Mexican ancestry, Guatemala, or whether you're from Israel, or whether you're from Canada or Austria. It doesn't matter to me. As long as you're an American now, you came here legally, you're not on welfare, you don't commit crimes, I love you. And I want you in the Republican Party. I want you in the Big Ten. I want all the Hispanics in the Big Ten who came here legally and did it the right way. And we love you and we honor you. That's all I can say. I don't have a single thing bad to say about someone who's of Hispanic ancestry. Nothing. I have only good things to say, as long as you came here legally. Let's take Sandra on line 2, North Carolina. Sandra, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. War, how are you? Sandra, are you there? Let's move on. Joe in New York on line 3. Joe, hey, how are you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to talk about the American flag.
All right.
The men and women of this country gave their lives for that flag, so we could be free. But the Democrats don't believe in that flag. All they know is Russia, collusion, impeach. And the other one, Waters, she don't even pay income tax. Impeach 45. Now, my brother, I was 5 years old when my brother went into the Army in World War II. He served his country. He was wounded in France and got the Purple Heart. Then when I turned 17, I joined the Navy Reserve. And at 18 years old, we went active. And I just wanted to say I was proud to be an American. The best sight in the world is when we came home from our cruise and we were in our dress books on a carrier. And we all dressed up and we passed the Statue of Liberty. That was the most beautiful sight you wanted to see. I saluted that flag. I said I was proud to be an American. But the Democrats don't believe in that flag. They're ruining this country, and they don't care. The people in this America have to wake up. That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, Joe, thank you. And it's obvious Joe started to break up there and started to tear up a little bit and lose his voice when he talked about how much he loved America and saw that Statue of Liberty and that American flag and that torch on the Statue of Liberty. You're a great man, Joe, and we thank you for your service to the country and your brother for the service to the country. You're that great generation. We're never going to have anybody that great ever again. You guys were just selfless. The sacrifices you made, amazing. You never came home and complained about it, never talked about PTSD. You just went home and did your jobs. Thank you. Thanks for breaking up in the middle of talking about what it means to you to come back to America and pass symbols of great patriotism. That's the kind of person that watches Newsmax TV, and I love it. Let's grab John in Las Vegas, line 4. John, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root, one of my Vegas boys. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm here. Wayne, listen, I'm a disabled veteran from the Vietnam War.
Thanks for your service, my friend.
I've been jerking around for 9 years. I'm trying to get 100%. I can't get any function. But what I called you about, and you need to say it on every show that you do, how much money the illegals are getting of our tax money.
Right.
Disgrace.
Last
year it was $358 million. This year so far it's $255 million. And I can't get a lousy 100%, a lousy $2,900 to help me live. And I was honorably 3 years in the service. 77 days in the hospital. I'm tired of these goddamn aliens. Give me...
All right, we had to drop him because we don't allow any profanity on our show. But I will say this much, John. I'm on your team. I know you're upset and you're frustrated. And I can see why you had some profanity. I get it. I understand why you are upset, because you fought for your country and you gave your pint of blood for the country. And you are at least partially, if not fully, disabled for your country. What a sacrifice. And you see all this money being handed to illegals, and they've done nothing for this country. What a disgrace. Makes no sense. So I get it. I feel your anger, man. I'm sorry. Let's take Michael in New York real quick. No time. All right, when we get back, we'll grab Michael first, then Bob, then Sandra. I will grab Michael first, Sandra second, then Bob, because I know Sandra was waiting on hold, and when I picked up, she was gone. I don't know what happened, but we lost her, but she's back. So we'll grab your calls when we get back. We're headed to a quick break. Let me mention, as we go to this break, again, this show switches to 10 p.m. East Coast time, 7 o'clock Pacific, starting on Tuesday, the 25th of February. Also, this coming Monday, I'll be off. President's Day, national holiday. Wayne Root taking a rare day off. I just need one day off. It's been a long time. So you won't find me on Monday, but we'll be back here on Tuesday. Right now, stay tuned for a message from my sponsor, Dr. Joe Williams. VacationRestoration.com is the website. Get a free vacation to Vegas and get a new head of hair. If you're a guy and you're balding, this is the main man in Las Vegas. People come from all over the United States and all over the world, including kings, including presidents, including CEOs and guys worth billions of dollars from all over the country and all over the world. See Dr. Joe Williams. But most of his clients are just like you. Average men going bald or already bald. They'll take care of you. Tell them you're Wayne Root's buddy. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Gnome has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America, with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Gnome to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Gnome's president, Adam Krupp, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestGnome.com. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free. 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
Raw and unfiltered. One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I always say the most racist people in the world are Democrats. They're so racist. And they're racist because a guy like Wayne Root, and I grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood, I always tell you guys, surrounded by an all-black town, went to an all-black high school. And I had so many black friends. And look, I'm someone who likes everybody, man. I see nothing bad because you're black or white or Muslim or Christian or anything. You show me your personality, and I like you, and that's it. I don't care what your race is. But Democrats actually, and I want to lift everybody up, but Democrats actually, in my opinion, really do believe that poor people should stay poor and dependent on governments that they can give them, hand out welfare checks and make them keep voting desperately for the Democrat Party so they keep getting their welfare. So they want them to be uneducated. They want them to be ignorant. So here's Joe Biden proving my point. Joe Biden shocked a group of black mayors last year when he told them, let's get the exact quote here, he told them that the problem with education in the black community is that parents, black parents, can't read or write themselves. And by the way, just to show how wrong that is, according to data on adult literacy from the National Center for Education, white Americans make up 33% of low-skilled adults, Hispanics make up 35% of low-skilled adults, black Americans make up 23% of low-literacy adults. So actually less than whites or Hispanics. He's saying that if you're black and you're a parent, you can't write or read. If a Republican said that, you're a racist, you're KKK, you're a Nazi, your career's over. And a Democrat says it, and it was hidden from the public, literally, to just now. Now they realize Biden's over, he's done, he's finished. They'll allow something bad to come out. Until now, the media hit it. Let's take Michael in New York on line one. Michael, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Root?
Good. Be brief now. We don't have a lot of time. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to say, do you think McCabe flipped? And if since he didn't get mailed on the report here, do you think Durham still got a shot at him?
You know, I sure hope so, but I call him Bull Durham. But the jury's out. How good Durham is, how good Barr is, it's a disgrace they let him off the hook today. That's all I could say. Are there more charges coming from a different investigation by Durham? I don't know. I just keep getting my hopes up and getting them dashed, just like the rest of you. So I'm past the point where I'm going to keep saying, oh, big stuff's coming. I'm not going to say big stuff's coming. I don't know if it's coming. Trump's surrounded by bad guys left over from Obama, Clinton, and Bush, and they're not Trump people. Where are the Trump people? I wish I knew. You know, that are going to prosecute bad guys and hold them accountable. I wish I knew. Thank you, Michael. Sandra in North Carolina, line 3. Sandra, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I, too, am frustrated with McCabe's just getting off the hook, and I don't understand why.
Well, because we don't win. We were winning with the economy. Trump's doing a great job. We're winning with the border. Trump's doing a good job. But to prosecute bad guys and gals, like in the FBI and the DOJ, you need cooperation from government officials that are all part of the D.C. swamp and the deep state, and they're all against Trump. And that's why all the lawyers are bad. Lawyers are terrible. Did I tell you about that poll last week? All the people in America that are moving are leaving states with the highest taxes, the most spending, and the most lawyers. And they're moving to states with the lowest taxes and the least lawyers. Because lawyers stink. Lawyers are all big liberal Democrats, and they're all part of the deep state and the D.C. swamp. And the lawyers that work for government are the worst of all. And that's what we're up against, unfortunately. That's all I can give you as the answer. It's just a deep, infested, you know, virus-infested swamp. Our government is like coronavirus. What else can I tell you? Bad stuff. And the lawyers, the ones spreading the bad virus. They're just corrupt. And you can't get them to turn on their own corrupt people because they fear that they'll be next. If you go after one corrupt guy, they know they're corrupt. They think they'll be next. So the key is to make sure everybody gets off. All right, last call tonight. Bob in California. Bob, you're on with Wayne Root. Last call.
Hey, Wayne, thank you. Listen, I wanted to mention something about homeless veterans. I was a disabled veteran for a long time, homeless. And it took
thank you for service.
30 years before I got... Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. It took 30 years before I got any kind of benefits whatsoever. But trying to find a house, the housing prices are so ridiculous that most of the guys are on the street.
Sad. So sad. And that's the point of that, Bob, I assume you agree with me, is before I would give one penny to an illegal alien, I would take care of all the vets and the homeless vets and get them off the street and take care of them and clean them up and get them educated and get them job training and get them a job. Spend the money there. Spend my tax money on that compared to spending it on illegal aliens. Simple as that. Thank you for your service. Good man. Sorry, any vet should never be homeless. What a terrible thing. Thank you, Bob. How much time we got left, Chris? All right, minute 5. Enough time for me to say it's been another great week. I appreciate all of you so much. You have no idea. All the emails, keep them coming. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I get all my best ideas from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I tell you that I had this great idea for tax cuts for the middle class and a great idea that Trump should declare a national emergency and take the money from the border. Really, I got them from you. You're the best. Thank you, Newsmax TV viewers, USA radio listeners. Love you all. Appreciate it. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Keep the emails coming. All the cops, all the vets, and all the active duty vets, we love you. We really do love you. You're good people. Active duty military, I should say. We do love you. All right, coming up next as we end this show. God bless. Have a great week. Up next, a message from my doctor suggests we've got this coronavirus thing headed to us, straight to us like a locomotive, a runaway train. You got to get healthy. You got to build your immune system. Cold and flus, silver may be the best defense against colds, flu, and virus, and they've got the best silver on the market. Coming up next.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.